Carole King turned 75 yesterday. Unbelievable, isn't it? She wrote and sang her landmark album Tapestry in 1971. She went on to make 25 more solo albums. She's won 4 Grammy Awards, and now she's inspired her own musical. That's the sound of Beautiful, the Carole King musical, the songs performed by the US cast there. Beautiful has already proven to be a huge hit on Broadway and the West End, and it's just been announced that Esther Hannaford will take the lead role when the production comes to Sydney in September. Last month, Esther collected a Sydney Theatre Award for her performance as Audrey in Little Shop of Horrors. She's currently in New York, I imagine, talking about Carole King. Esther, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Big shoes to fill as to Carole King's shoes. How daunting is that prospect?
Oh, it's terribly daunting, but I'm excited and by the challenge.
What did you have to do to win this role? Was it competitive?
Yeah, I think all of these big roles are very competitive. It was about a 6-month process of meeting with various people, singing with different people and different songs and working on the scenes. Yeah, it was a long process.
I think everybody knows the name of Carole King, and most of us just think Tapestry, and why wouldn't we? It's an incredible album, and it sold 25 million copies, and every song on it is an absolute winner. The Beautiful, the musical, tells the whole life story of Carole King from when she was a teenager, and, I mean, she was amazing. She wrote Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow when she was only 17. What kind of life did she have?
Well, the musical kind of follows from when she was, about 16, when she walked into the record company and says, listen to my song, and then meeting Jerry Goffin, who was her writing partner up until she was about 28. And the show follows their relationship through their songwriting, their relationship, the breakdown of their relationship. Then it goes on to Carole King finding her own voice, finding her own writing abilities, because she never wrote the lyrics up until that point. I mean, a couple way back when she was 16, but once Jerry was in the picture, it was mainly him. And then it was sort of, it's this beautiful kind of couple of years of her finding her own voice and finding how she became the front man recorded that album. Yeah.
Talk about finding her own voice. It's quite a voice, and you're going to have to sing, I presume, most of the tracks from Tapestry. How are you going to go about finding Carole King's voice? Are you going to try to do that, or are you just going to sing it as Esther?
No, I'll definitely try to do that. I think I will. My aim is to honour Carole King and her work, but I guess I am me, and I have to. I have my vocal cords that do different things, so I definitely will be trying to. Honour her sound. She had a raw and passionate sound. So I definitely want to put that in there.
You're a lot younger than me, and Tapestry was launched in 1971, released in 1971. Did you grow up knowing those songs?
Oh yeah, I definitely grew up knowing the songs. Mum and Dad had the record growing up, so I was introduced to it when I was sort of a teenager. And then I'm a singer songwriter and a singer, so I. Carole King's kind of, one that we all look up to as a songwriter.
And have you met Carole King in the lead up to this, or will you in the preparation for this role?
No, I never met her. For the last auditions, they were filmed, and I know that she saw those. And then I just heard today that she's going to be at opening night in Sydney. So
Whoa.
I'll meet her then, which is... exciting and scary all at once.
I would say that would be quite scary. Esther, again, congratulations. This is a huge feather for your cap. You've already got a lot of feathers there, but I imagine, the person...
Oh, it's huge. I'm so excited.
Yeah, the person who's played Carol in New York, I think, got a, what's the award called there? A Tony.
A Tony.
And in the West End, they got an Olivier. So the pressure's on, Esther.
No pressure, right?
No pressure at all. No pressure.
I'm going to do my best.
All right, Esther, thank you very much for joining us.
All right. Nice to be here. Thank you.
Esther Hannaford. She'll be playing Carol King in Beautiful, the Carol King musical, which opens in Sydney in September.